WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Mickey, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you could get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. Make sure you tweet us along. Join the show at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward. Join us at twitch.tv/WTR Live to join in the interactive chat room. And all that fun stuff. WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com. That was saying, we just did the thing. There's only so much time.
Exactly.
I mean, how much we... I watched a lot of wrestling this week.
Oh my God, we've watched so much.
And Total Divas.
So much reality TV, so much wrestling. All the things.
And a little other thing.
Devils fan, I would guess America does. I don't know. I haven't tried to get their streaming service. I would, if there's a way I could get it for free, that would be even better. But I can look into it and see. But for the most part, last I checked, I couldn't get it here.
Anyway, we're here to talk about things, places, and stuff.
We have wrestling to talk about. We are talking Fortnite tonight because Season 6 has dropped, y'all. We're going to tell you our experiences so far because we were in playing the game before we came on the air. We have things to talk about. Holy crap, do we have things to talk about? And we're also going to, like I said, talk a little wrestling too because, well, this is a wrestling show and we should be discussing wrestling.
We have four shows to talk about. Four.
By the way, hi chat. Yes, four shows. We were going to talk about Raw and the problems with Raw, but you know what? Fortnite dropped Season 6, so we're like, screw it, we're talking about that instead.
Yeah, if you could see the format we had going into then.
Like, I was actually really dreading that discussion because I was like, oh, I don't want to sit here and just complain about Raw. And then it's like, oh, hey, look, something happy happened. Let's talk about the happy thing. After he had made all the graphics and got them ready and everything like that, I'm like, hey, let's change the show completely because why not?
Speaking of happy things, let's get into the news presented by Gerwick.net and FightBooth.com.
So I don't want to start with the blame Brents because
I gave you a transition.
Yes, I know. So I'm going to start with something happy, if you would let me finish. God.
Gave her the transition. She was doing a roundabout.
Anyway, Big Show will be playing a recurring character named Big Pink on Sci-Fi's Happy. So yay, congratulations to him.
If anything doesn't describe Big Show other than Big Pink, I don't know what does.
I want to see it. I want to see what he looks like, because I'm weird.
When Big Pink comes around, we'll take a look at it.
Sweet. Also, WWE superstar and El Paso native Sin Cara has been announced as the Grand Marshal for this year's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The 82nd Annual First Light Federal Credit Union Sun Bowl Parade, Jesus, that is a mouthful, will be on November 22nd at 10 a.m., and the parade runs down Montana Avenue from Ocha Street and ends at Copia Street. So, congratulations to him. That should be fun. A nice way to spend Thanksgiving.
Sure.
What? You've never done a parade?
I've done a parade. I don't know if Sin Cara is the one to be excited about, but okay.
It's cool. It's his own little thing. He gets to do it in his hometown. What's wrong with that?
It's fine. It's fine. It's cool. Totally cool.
Also, in happy news, Mia Yim has signed to the PC, so that's official. Congratulations to her. I know she was one of the people that the crowd were chanting for Triple H to sign, and luckily that became a reality, so go her.
Yeah, she started at the PC, and I think worked the NXT Florida loop this week.
Yay! All right. Let's do them. Blame Brent.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So there are a bunch.
There are a bunch. Brent was busy this week. Jordy and Grace, lower leg injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Joey Janela, among a torn PCL and MCL, he's also suffered numerous fractures, sprains, and other contusions in the leg, including a mild bone contusion, an impaction fracture in one of his bones, in the knee, a sprain in the fibular collateral ligament, and an ACL sprain and other ligament damage. Jesus Christ, what did he do?
He fell off a thing.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Good God. And the next two we're going to have to go in a little depth to, but for now, Sasha Banks, mysterious medical reasons.
Hashtag blame Brent.
There are wild, unsubstantiated claims that she's pregnant. I wouldn't believe them, but she very well could be. Who knows? I don't think she is, but she's being kept out of the ring and out of any type of, I think, anything physical right now.
She's off the road.
She's off the road due to mysterious medical reasons.
And
so.
Which means she's out of the mixed match challenge, which we'll get into in just a couple minutes.
Which is a bummer.
Yep.
And last but certainly not least, Liv Morgan has a concussion.
Hashtag blame Brent.
She got it on Monday night when Brie Bella accidentally kicked her in the head doing the yes kicks. And before all y'all start going off on Brie Bella or Liv Morgan, things happened in the ring. It was an accident. Brie did not do it intentionally. Liv did not lean forward accidentally. Brie kicked her in the head. She fell over. She got a concussion. Brie has apologized publicly and privately. And from what we understand, everything is cool between the two. Liv was having trouble remembering the match and remembering basically what had happened. And she kind of went on autopilot, which is why she went in the ring after she got the concussion, because they were trying to stop her and they couldn't stop her.
All right. So here's the deal. And I saw a clip online, and Bubba Ray, Dudley, Bully Ray, whatever you want to call him, explained basically how it happened. You have Brie Bella, who has a little bit of rust on throwing her kicks and stuff, because it's been forever since she's been in the ring. She's still
at least a year, probably closer
to three. So there's that. And also the way Liv was taking them. There's something, she had her shoulders in or her shoulders out, and they were supposed to be the opposite way. I think she was leaning in when you're supposed to have them back so you can actually take the kick fully. So there was a variety of both things collided, which is why she got kicked in the head. That's why. Is it Bree's fault? Yes. Is it Liv's fault? Yes. They both screwed up. Accidents happen in wrestling.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't intentional, and apologies have been given. I think I heard that Ruby and Sarah were upset, but I think it's all cool now.
Yeah, it's all, everything's fine.
Yeah, so before everybody like goes off on Brie Bella or Liv Morgan, let's all just chill out. Accidents happen.
Which they have already. They need to stop.
Yeah. Everybody calm down. It's fine. It's fine. But moving on from that, we have 2K19 updates.
Okay. Which comes out on October 9th. But if you were the deluxe version, you get it 4 days early. Which means launch party Friday. Next Friday. 11 a.m. Eastern. Be there. Right here. Twitch.tv/72left. So they've made some improvements. They've tried to smooth things out with the frame rate for when you have more characters in the ring. Which is good.
Which is good.
They've overhauled the strikes with 250 new attack and reaction animations, which is great.
That is great.
New strike reaction system triggers varied and contextually appropriate response animations, taking account of fatigue level and size difference, finally. When facing computer-controlled opponents, you'll notice they utilize a wider variety of offense. Additionally, they behave more opportunistically based on their positioning inside and outside ring, so they made the AI smarter. Great. Fantastic. Dozen new match scoring conditions allows more creativity in your quest to cover a 5-star match, and a more detailed result screen offers more transparency as to see what you're doing with the rating, which is good. They've added 15,000 new lines of commentary. Think about that, 15,000 lines. It's more natural, more specific to the superstars, which is good. There are new match types. You have 5-man match types. They're back in the game. You now can have the triple threat tag matches for TLC and ladder matches. Same with the 4-way tag match. You have the Women's Royal Rumble. There's a brand new Hell in a Cell. They've added an easier way to get out of the cell. Pretty much that's basically it. There's a whole more details on the 2K website. You should check it. Everyone should check that out. So there you go. There's too much to get into.
But it sounds exciting. It sounds like they've put a lot of thought into the actual game and how they want it to perform, which that's what you always want. I mean, you don't want them to just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Why is there not a Fox app? Why? Fine. So just so all y'all are aware, because I know you guys so care, right? My TV, my cable box is frozen.
Still?
Still.
Weird.
So, yeah, it's frozen. So I have a picture of the Property Brothers with NFL football going on in the background. So I have a pretty screensaver, but football. So
you're hearing the channel, but not seeing the picture?
Yeah, I'm hearing the channel, but not seeing the picture. So that's always fun. If anybody knows how to fix that, please put that in chat.
Huh.
I think I just need to go and press hold the button. Worst case, I can call Comcast. But anyway, Mixed Match Challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, and we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
So on this week's episode of the Mixed Match Challenge, you had Sasha Banks and Sasha Banks being filled in by Mickie James teaming up with Bobby Lashley to take on Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal. They're doing the gimmick where she hears the word Shanti and thinks Ashanti, you know, the singer. That's the gimmick. I don't like them as a pairing. I really don't.
It's okay. I mean, I feel like it could be somewhat interesting in the sense that Jinder teaches Alicia how to center herself.
Which, you know, will never work.
Which will never work, but it's like you could tell that story between the two, and that's how they become cohesive, is maybe Jinder sort of gets a little crazy and Alicia learns to balance in between, and with the two, they come together that way. But it was really distracting because you had Alicia and Samir fighting.
Oh God, that was just awful.
With each other over Jinder, and that was all kinds of awkward. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't like the greatest thing I've ever seen. But it was like they tried something different. I don't know if it really worked, but I mean, they tried, and that's all you can appreciate is that they did try.
They tried. That's a
gold star for effort.
Gold star for effort. Yeah, we'll give them a gold star for effort. And the other main event matchup was, why am I drawing a blank? Oh, it was
Mickie James.
No, that was Miz and Asuka versus Carmella and R-Truth. that match was a lot better.
There's a lot more chemistry between these two pairs. Obviously, Miz and Asuka have established a relationship, and Carmella and R-Truth are balancing each other. They're having Carmella play more of a face role with R-Truth. So she's back to sort of, you know, laughing and goofing around and rapping and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's...
We'll get into more of that with SmackDown. I have issues with it. I have many issues with it, but we'll get into that during SmackDown. But no, this was a more enjoyable match. Miz and Asuka continue to be undefeated in the mixed match challenge, which is good.
Which is good. And it's like, again, this mixed match challenge, I think, will be more interesting because Asuka has lost. So there is no more undefeated streak for her. So now there is the plausibility she can lose it any time.
Yeah. So it's like she can lose it any time, which may or may not happen because some teams are strong, but there's not a lot of strong teams. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
And last but certainly not least.
Well, that was the two matches.
That was a two-match? Oh, that's right. That's right. Bobby and Mickey were in the...
First one.
Yeah, the first one, that's right.
Right. And next week, Finn and Bayley team up to take on Jinder and Alicia.
Can we talk about how cute Finn and Bayley are? Can we talk about the little promo they cut together and Bayley hugs him?
Go for it.
And Finn's like, okay, this is a little awkward, but he smiles anyway because he's like, yeah, I'm getting a hug. It's adorable.
It was also a sly hug.
Yeah, it's like, Finn, you tramp. You utter tramp. But it was so cute.
So that's the Mixed Match Challenge.
That is the Mixed Match Challenge, so moving on from that. Mae Young!
It's time for this week's Mae Young Classic Catch-Up.
You had Rachel Evers take on Matsumoto in the first round matchup. It was fine.
This was a good match. This was really entertaining.
Matsumoto moves on. She will face Toni Storm in the next round.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Jesse Iban took on Tainara Conti. She was the one who was sort of, what, the new AJ Lee-ish? New Emma AJ Lee? Jesse Iban?
Yeah. She's kind of a cross between Emma and AJ Lee. Like, I'm not sure I'm like over the moon about it, but I think I need to see more of her to make the decision. Like, the match was fine between the two. Tainara moves on, but yeah, it's like, it's when they're showing her when they're showing the other girl's introductory video, it's like, oh God, it's AJ Lee 2.0 with a little Emma thrown in for shits and giggles.
She will move on to face Lacey Lane in the next round.
That'll be fun.
Isla Dawn took on Nicole Matthews.
There were problems in this match, and it had nothing to do with the wrestling.
Talk about it.
There were some gear failures going on in this match. There were some utter gear failures. There was the pants. They were having trouble.
I think it was for Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she owned up to it, too, on Twitter. She's like, never wear brand new gear on national television. Never do that. Because she, like, apparently, because she did see it, and I guess they said something to her, too, at the time, because, yeah, it's like, her pants kept falling down, essentially, or they kept sliding down, and they almost slid off her body at one point. Like, there was full-on crack going on in that ring, and it's like, oh God, please don't let those go any lower, because they were taking the underwear with them. So it's like, whatever's about to happen, we are going to have a full-on wardrobe failure here. So it's like, can we not? But she owned up to it on Twitter. She had a good sense of humor about it. But yeah, the match was fine. This was a better showing for Isla. I feel like, again, she didn't have the best match on the British show. So for her, this was better. This was a lot better. This gave you a clearer picture of what she's capable of doing. Because again, for her match on the British show, it got cut. Like, basically, you got the last 5 minutes because Jenny got hurt halfway through it. So it was left to the three girls, and it was just really awkward because they were trying to figure out what to do on the spot, because it's like, Jenny's supposed to be there and she's not there. So it was just all kinds of awkward. This was better for her. This was a lot better.
She will take on Tegan Knox in the next round. A little tidbit of information, Nicole Matthews. She's probably not winning this tournament. This is an FYI. And we will see her in the country in 5 years.
Yeah, she had visa issues and she came in anyway, and now she's banned. Like, damn.
So,
damn.
Yep, so that's the thing. And Io Shirai took on Zia Brookside in the first round. No shocker, Io Shirai got the win.
This was a fantastic showing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
She looked great.
She will face Zeus in the next round.
Yay!
Oh.
Oh.
Almost a girly went a long way.
I would be excited for that, but I can't see.
You can see it. Hand motion and all when I did that. So you're aware, just so you're aware.
Just so I'm aware.
You can see it.
Yeah, I can't see because my cable box is being a dick. So anyway, so that does it for Mae Young. So I say we take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, you're going to be talking all about NXT and SmackDown. You don't want to miss it. And later, we will be doing Fortnite. And yes, there will be Fortnite with friends in some capacity because Season 6 is here, y'all. And it's epic. Pardon the pun. But till then, you're seeing The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gift bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the battle over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have.
Oh, you done the battle.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right over you.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Back to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBoot.com as well. We're changing up the format a little bit because we're going to be talking about Fortnite at the end of the show. So now we are going to do SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Before we go into SmackDown, I'm looking at my fantasy and I realize that one of my running backs is suspended and the other one is on IR. That is fantastic, y'all.
You may want to update that.
How long is Mark Ingram out for?
I don't know.
Is it indefinite?
I don't know.
Football men's and their problems and
football men's and their problems.
I need a running back. Any recommendations?
Someone good.
Wow, you're really helpful. You know that?
Hey,
you should be like a pro fantasy player.
I am. Want to hear who my number one running back is?
Who?
Le'Veon Bell from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's holding out.
For what?
Money.
Sonny Michel, he's good, right?
Who?
Sonny Michel.
Never heard of him.
He's New England. He's favored to get 13 points.
Better than someone being injured.
Let's see. Michel is expected to lead the Patriots rushing attack for the foreseeable future after Rex Burkhead was placed on... Oh, hey, look. I have Rex Burkhead, too. He's... Yep. Okay. All right. I can do that. I swear we're going to do SmackDown. Anyway. Yes. SmackDown. Let's do the thing.
Truth TV.
Truth TV was pretty epic. Not going to lie.
It was very entertaining. The dance break was amusing. Carmella has changed her hair color.
I like the new hair color. I think it's nice.
She calls it her natural hair color, but there's nothing natural about the color on her head right now.
Shh. Let her be. Let her enjoy it.
I mean, it's fine. I think it washes out her face a little. The color it is now. Once it fades a little bit, it should be better.
It kind of clashes with the fake tan a little bit, but...
But why is she a baby face?
Because you're trying to get Becky Lynch over as your top heel.
Okay, you can have more than one heel.
But I think they're trying not to have competition and seeing as Becky is like, okay. I'm running this division now because I'm a boss ass, you know what.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. Then here's Raw frustrations for you. That's where Raw's at. Moving on, he says, Daniel Bryan was the guest. And it was a whole back and forth between Truth and Miz and Daniel Bryan and set up the Miz and Truth match. And Miz wants to fight for, had to fight for his show, which he did. He had to fight R-Truth, which he did. He beat R-Truth, so he keeps Miz TV. Paige was like, you gotta go out there and fight. You gotta go out there and fight. I enjoyed it. Truth TV was fun.
Truth TV was fun. It was very entertaining.
They will probably run it into the ground because it worked once. So they'll run it into the ground. But it was fun. Sheamus beat Big E. We'll get to them in Tweet of the Week. It's the best way to put it. We will get to them in Tweet of the Week.
I like how everybody freaked out about that, by the way. And, like, I'm sitting here reading the headlines for it, and I'm going, you know they're feuding with each other, right? So they're talking smack to each other on Twitter, just saying, but, yeah, we'll get to that later.
No, I'll get to the one thing now. Headlines, people were saying, because he bullied him. Y'all copy-paste websites are idiots. Moving on. Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose took on Asuka and Naomi. Asuka and Naomi got the win in that one. Shinsuke and Ty Dillinger ended in no contest when Randy Orton interfered. And he just destroyed Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, it was sad. And then Ty.
And then Nakamura gave the Kinshasa to Ty Dillinger afterwards.
It was very unfortunate.
It was. It was very unfortunate. One of the big angles on the show included Rusev wanting to know why. And Aiden shows these video packages of how he's the one who brought up Rusev Day and made it popular. And then how Lana was the one, sort of, since she's come back into the picture, sort of brought down Rusev. And Aiden was like, Lana's very loyal and honest, right? You were the one to tell him what happened, right? You're very honest with Rusev, right? But then he goes, ask her about the night, the one night in Milwaukee. Mic drop.
Really?
What?
Really? I mean, we're going there with this, but it's like, really? Really? Because when he's like, well, ever since she came into the picture and I'm sitting here and watching it going, aren't they married? Wasn't she always in the picture?
Well, she was out of the picture. They were always married, but there she was out of the picture.
But she was there on like some low-key level.
Yeah, always.
So.
Speaking of Becky Lynch, because we mentioned her before, we'll see where a lot of things go. But this all ties in, so we'll get back to it. So Becky Lynch attacked Charlotte, who was doing a photo shoot, and then stood on top of Charlotte, holding up the title, taking photos, because, you know, reasons. And then Becky Lynch walked into Lana and brought up the whole Milwaukee thing, and she's running this division, and then, well, basically sets up a match between Becky and Lana, which Becky won, by the way. But yeah, I'm curious to see where the Rusev-Lana thing goes. My gut tells me it's going to all pay off at SmackDown 1000.
Probably.
Give you a nice little storyline to get into the show. I would assume there'll be a payoff, some sort of payoff.
There's got to be, right? I mean, they're going somewhere with it. And of course, you know, it's, oh, hey, Lana cheated on you this one night in Milwaukee, which what else is there to do in Milwaukee? No offense,
Milwaukee. No, what else is there to do in Buffalo? We heard about that last week. Anyway.
By the way, Buffalo is still a bigger city than Syracuse. Just say, not by much.
So we'll see where that goes. And then it was time for the contract signing. AJ's in the ring with Paige and he's talking. And then they call for Samoa Joe. But Joe's nowhere to be seen. In fact, he's on the Tron.
Okay, wait. Before you go there. Actually, no, go there first and then I'll say it because I don't want to give it away.
So Joe was in a dark neighborhood. And we see a mailbox and it says Styles. And Styles are like, that's my house. And Joe walks up to the steps and Stanley is. How Styles was feeling right now, and then Styles was apologetic, and then really, so Joe got closer to the door and told Styles that this helplessness and rage he feels right will be exactly how he feels when he beats him for the title in Australia. So he should hold on to it. He said this entire thing is about consequences. When he denied him the WWE title, that was one thing. But when he stole it from him, then he demanded consequences. And then the closing shot of SmackDown Live, Joe rings the bell. Also had like the doll, like one of the kids' dolls and stuff. Rings the doorbell and goes, Daddy's home.
So, over the weekend, I'm screwing around on Instagram. I'm just flipping through it. And I come across Samoa Joe's Instagram. And he's like, oh yeah, just a quick stop over in Atlanta. And this is on like Saturday, I think, or Sunday. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Joe came through Atlanta. I wonder where he's going. And I thought maybe, oh, he must be going to Florida for something. Or something, you know, because it's like people connect in Atlanta all the time. You don't think anything of it. And then when he's like, hey, I'm at AJ Styles' house. I'm like, Joe, put it out on Instagram. He was in Georgia. Put it out there. Nobody thought anything about it. Nobody said a word. Dude just flat out put it out there. Hey, I'm stopping in Atlanta. Because, you know, he's on an airplane. It's a picture of him on an airplane. Like, you know, you think, oh, he had a layover. You don't think he got, like, flew in from wherever he lives, or wherever he was, drove all the way up to Gainesville, which, by the way, is nowhere close to the Atlanta airport. It's probably 2 hours away from the airport. So he was committed to this. Like, he was full on, I'm doing this thing. Drives up there to screw with AJ. with a camera crew, by the way. With a camera crew. I was impressed. I was very impressed. I was like, but when he said that, and there he's at, like, he's like, I'm at AJ Styles' house. I just sat here and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. He put it out on Instagram. He was in Atlanta. Nobody picked up on it. Nobody even realized that's what he was doing. Who would? But yeah, this was fantastic. This was absolutely fantastic. I loved it so much.
SmackDown, again, very enjoyable show where you can get behind the characters and enjoy the television program.
Unlike other shows.
Getting out some of those Raw frustrations.
Yeah, like I said, we were going to talk about Raw in more depth and our frustrations about Raw, but we're going to talk about Fortnite instead because that's way more fun. We'll be doing that later in the show. And yes, there will be Fortnite with friends in some capacity later. So moving on, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
We're going to make you buy two tickets for next week for what, Matt?
Tickets for what? Tickets for what? Tickets for what? SmackDown? Are they in your area next week?
You should totally go.
Oh, they are in Seattle next week. They are in the Portland, Seattle area next week.
Oh, well, then we should expect lots to go down between Brian and Miz because that's where the Danielsons reside. Or are they in San Diego now? I'm not sure.
They're in San Diego now. SmackDown's in Portland. Raw's in Seattle.
Should be interesting. You know, I wouldn't cry if, say, somebody dredged Bray Wyatt up out of the Pacific Ocean put him on TV.
We went 40-something minutes. Like, we had to get a Bray Wyatt reference in, 40-something minutes in.
I am going to keep dropping his name until he shows up on TV, because it's like a Beetlejuice thing. You say his name so many times, and eventually the child will appear. Lord Jesus, somebody get him back on my TV. Please, somebody get him back on my TV. Where is he? I keep asking this question. Where is he? I'm about to put his face on a milk carton.
William Regal opened up the show, but was interrupted by the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole was talking about how William Regal isn't doing his job, and he's just acting like Sherlock Holmes. And Cole said that Regal should be making sure that other attacks don't happen. And then Strong brought out the War Raiders cosplaying as Vikings that attacked them and should be taken care of. And Kyle O'Reilly, I don't feel safe. And Regal's like, you've done sneak attacks on them. And then he gets cut off. Adam Cole tries to cut him off. Cole accuses them of cheating. Accuses Cole of Regal changing subject, and Cole says he wants his championship match because he wants it right now. Regal, it's like, you never brought it up that you wanted in the first place, and well, then you guys came out and you attacked Ricochet and Dunn last week. And Regal then booked Adam Cole in a triple threat match with Ricochet and Peter Dunn for the North America title in 2 weeks.
Are they trying to kill us?
And in 3 weeks, it'll be the War Raiders versus Undisputed Era.
They're trying to kill us. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do. I mean, my God, how are we supposed to survive this? Because this is going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm. That was enjoyable. Johnny Gargano was talking outside. He's wrestling Tony Nese next week. Gargano was like, Gargano's apology for after his match? He said he just apologized for not being him. He said he went home, and now his mind's clear. And he said he can't be Johnny Wrestling just sitting at home, so that's what he's going to do. He's going to be Johnny Wrestling. So they're leaving. Lacey Evans cuts them off. Her and Candice LeRae go back and forth. And Evans accuses LeRae for not standing up for her man. And LeRae was fired up. Gargano was holding her back. So it looks like we're going to get Lacey Evans and Candice LeRae here in the future.
That'll be fun.
LeRae is sort of picking some fights. Or should I say Lacey Evans is picking some fights.
Like you do. I mean, you don't get anywhere by being meek. Lacey's doing a thing. She's trying to be a boss in a nice hat and a nice dress. I mean, nobody can fault her.
Queen Kathy was trying to get some words with Velveteen Dream, and he wasn't here to talk about anyone, and he's not a snitch, even though he may have snitched out that Ciampa was the one who attacked Aleister Black. I enjoy the little Dream segments.
I like how he does it. I like his style with it. It's the same thing, but it's a little different every time, and he's got that character nailed down. And I really appreciate that he's got it nailed as down as he does, and it's only continuing to improve the more he does it, because obviously he's feeling it out more, he's going different places with it, he's trying different things. So I like when characters get to this degree, because then it's believable. You believe that he is this person. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, we all remember his alter ego from Tough Enough, even though he's totally not that guy, but he's totally that
Patrick
guy.
Who?
Right? Who is that guy? So we all remember him, and now we see him as Velveteen Dream, but it's like the dream is completely believable. So that's pretty cool. Very much enjoying him. And he's only going to improve as he gets older.
Lars Sullivan was taking on Victor Orchan and is in disqualification when EC3 returned and took it to Lars Sullivan, who attacked him a few weeks ago. EC3 stood tall. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Keeping the feud going.
Nice to see Ethan back, because he was missed.
He was missed. Regal is being interviewed backstage, but Nikki Cross came out of her office, and she just wants to play with Bianca again. And Regal's like, "I'll think about it. It's under consideration." Nikki goes, "I know. I know. I know. I know." And then Regal's like, "She's nuts. She knows all things about the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot, but no one knows what Nikki knows."
I want him to adopt her. And, like, take her under his wing and teach her all degrees of villainy. Her and Pete. I really, and I'm going to keep saying this because I really, really, truly want it. I want Pete Dunne, William Regal interaction. I want William Regal to adopt Pete Dunne and teach him how to be a proper villain. And pass that torch to Pete Dunne. That needs to happen. Like, so bad. I really need that in my life. Because it happened once, and I swear to God it was magic when the two of them were together. Plus, I'm thoroughly convinced that in some wrestling lore, Pete Dunne is William Regal's bastard kid. But that's a whole other story. But yeah, I mean, no offense to Mr. and Mrs. Dunne who had Peter. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I just need that in my life. Because William Regal's so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good at what he does. But yeah, if he could adopt Nikki and Peter, that would be wonderful.
The Mighty took on the Street Profits. They were feuding over the fact that the Mighty stole a cup and a chain. You know, the cup that you can get on WWE Shop. That cup.
Why didn't they just go get security?
Why didn't they just buy a new cup?
Probably wouldn't even have to buy it. They could probably just go get one.
Probably do every week.
But still, if they stole your stuff, go tell security.
Right? The match was fine. The spot where they crushed the dude's leg in the steps was good. Overall, enjoyable match. Which saw the Mighty get the win. It was fine.
It was good.
Kairi Sane beat Vanessa Bourne.
I wouldn't mind seeing more of Vanessa Bourne.
We'll say she's alright. Shayna Baszler came out. She said the clock was about to run out on Kairi Sane. Baszler said she admits it hurt to lose the title in Brooklyn, but isn't going to take it out on Sane right now. She'll do that when she cashes in her rematch clause at Evolution. And Sane said Baszler can have a rematch at Evolution, and, you know, she's not going to give up. She will beat you again.
I'm here for this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Sold. Done.
Keith Lee and Kona Reeves had some sort of verbal exchange backstage. Leads probably to a matchup coming soon. And then your main event was Tommaso Ciampa versus Otis Dozovich. Enjoyable main event.
This was interesting. I will give it that. I wasn't too crazy about it, but this was fine.
I enjoyed it.
It's hard because it's like, you know, because as it stands right now, I'm actually going through Instagram as we're speaking, and lo and behold, I come across a post of Heavy Machinery where Tuck is fanning Otis with an ice machine. So it's a little hard to take Heavy Machinery seriously because they're still very much comedy act. And so it's like they haven't quite made that serious turn yet.
No, they're far from the most serious tag team.
So it was a little difficult to take Otis, and I hate to keep using the word, but seriously, in this match, especially when you've got him going up against Tommaso Ciampa. But, I mean, the match was fine. The match was good. It was just, it was like it was a little off, and the chemistry was a little off, and then it's like you had Ciampa try to run away, and Tuck had to come out and, like, chase him back to the ring.
Here's the thing. When they're losing 2-minute squash matches, then you think you got to believe them in a 7-minute main event with the world champion of the brand. I can see why it's a little bit, you know, hard to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was like, the match itself was fine. Like, I'm not faulting the wrestlers at all. It's just like, there was no, it's a bit of a leap to go from point A to point B on this one. Because It's like, again, how did this even get set up? Like, how did Dozovich even get the match?
Yeah. Well, the setup last week because the conversation in the parking lot.
But still.
Oh, no. It's not fully believable.
It's like, oh, okay. All right. They're just going to fight. But yeah. But the match was fine. The match itself was fine.
Yeah, the match was fine. It was, you know, worth watching. It was enjoyable. Otis is good when you let his personality shine. And it shined in this one. I enjoyed it. It was a very enjoyable contest.
Yes. And that does it for NXT. So I say we take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Fortnite Season 6. We've been teasing it all night, and Epic has been teasing it with that damn cube for 3 weeks now.
Longer than that,
but you know, that thing was, Kevin was rolling around the map, and then he rolled into the lake, and it turned into Jell-O, and well, the Jell-O finally melted, and we got to see what's going on under the lake. So, we'll tell you all about it next. But till then, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
October 5th, it's the WWE 2K19 launch party. Join us for live gameplay of the brand new WWE video game. WWE 2K19. Random matches, my career mode and more. Join us at twitch.tv/WTRLive. October 5th, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's our WWE 2K19 launch party on twitch.tv/WTRLive.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Skype's not sending messages. Welcome back to The Rack Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. There it goes.
There it goes. I was going to say, are you going to say go or
it's been,
what?
It's been sitting there for about 30 seconds. Oh, don't you love technology?
Yay. Yay, technology.
Anyway, welcome
live
back.
Live radio, y'all. Live radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rack presented by GoRack.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Let's get all the plugs in before, you know, hand. Anyway.
For all the shenanigans.
All the shenanigans.
So, alright, well, you know what that is if you play Fortnite. That's the Llama Bell. We will be talking about Fortnite Season 6 here very shortly, but before we do that, we have one more thing we have to do, and that is Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and that was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place
where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Jeff Barker, Baker Mayfield on NFL Network. Did they open the Bud Light? Dilly dilly. That's a franchise quarterback right there. Bud Light responds, Baker Mayfield, the first of his name, breaker of chains. In case you didn't know, the Browns won last week.
Heard live on the show.
Heard live on the show. Otis Dosevich tweets out a tweet from WWE NXT, which is Dosevich throws up a 405-pound bench press this AM with resistance bands, heavy machinery, and Dosevich replies going, stakes and weights, I'm coming! And he tweets Ciampa. Ciampa replies, lucky for me, it's not a weightlifting competition or an eating competition. Goldie and I will see you tomorrow. Oh, Tommaso. He's named her. Dear Goldie, NXT title. You make me want to be a better me, and that's nearly impossible. Love Ciampa with a little black heart. How can he, like, just be so good at this? You know?
Because he is.
Because he is. Like, God, he's so good at this. That's all I have.
That's all I have. All right. Cleveland police. We won. Wait. Oh, God. The free beer thing. Okay, Cleveland, stay calm. Go Browns.
They were all trying to be a part of it.
All right, Wendy's. Might need a Scott Frosty to ice down the beating Nebraska has taken. Hashtag fresh fan reaction. Barbara. Not smart at Wendy's. Nebraska fans eat fast food too. Wendy's. Pretty sure they also know how to take a joke. Barbara. Jokes are funny. This is not. Wendy's. LOL. Maybe we should start selling pacifiers too.
Jesus.
And then the lady eventually realized, oh my God, she was... You know, she's now made famous by Wendy's. Peter Dunn. If you spot me in public, you don't need to apologize for marking out. It's absolutely fine to enjoy wrestling. Plus, I won't want to speak to you regardless. Peter.
Such a social butterfly, that one.
Lars Sullivan, the worst thing to ever come from Dixie Carter, EC3. That covers a lot of ground.
Including?
EC3 replying, you never saw Claire Lynch?
Oh! You had to go there with it. You just had to go there with it.
He did. He had to. Big E, I will not retract a word I said that... Or, I guess this is the first one. I met Sheamus in 2009. I was 23, and he was significantly older. Although he was on the main roster, and he used to come down to FCW to bully the new kids and hear the boys tell him how great he is. In those days, it's violated wrestling etiquette to swing on him. Etiquette be damned. So that was the bully comment. Big E responds, I will not retract a word I said yesterday, but I will balance my criticism with positive things about Shamo. Number one, he has a lot of money. Two, four. Give me a minute. That was Tweet a Week.
All right. It's here. It's time. We've teased it long enough. Season 6 Fortnite.
Okay. So, before we get into it in depth, just gonna play something for the people.
Okay.
As you're seeing on your screen, there's a video. I hope the sound's actually playing through. I'm not sure. Should be. We can't hear it. But so I'll mute it anyway. So you're seeing what happened when Kevin decided to explode. And he rose up the middle of Loot Lake. And there stands a whole new island above the island. The best part about the trailer is the skeleton dude eating the popcorn, watching it all happen. Kevin is alive as the darkness has risen. What the hell? What the hell?
Y'all, there is a floating island with a vortex that makes you fly.
All around.
All around. I repeat. There is a floating island with a vortex that makes you fly all around. And that's not the only surprise that we got with the new map.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There are more.
There's more. There's a castle.
Haunted now has a castle.
Up on the hill. Like it should.
Like it should.
There is an entire underground bunker underwhaling.
Besides the one that's unlocked. Not unlocked.
Yeah, you can't get into the other little bunker yet. They have not opened that. But under the maze, or what used to be the maze, there's an entire bunker down there. Full of crap. So many chests. So much loot. It's ridiculous. They have made hero and villain lairs both more dilapidated.
Yes.
They're broken.
Yes.
There you go. And in what is probably the least, like... like, you know, exciting update to Fortnite, but after you experience it, it's probably one of the most exciting ones because it's a little unnerving, is they have added corn to the cornfields in Fatal. Now, most people be like, they added corn. Who gives a crap? No. You can run through this stuff. You're surrounded by corn and you can hide in it and nobody will see you until they come upon you. Trust me, I experienced that earlier. It scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, she did. She saw someone and went, boop, right there. That was the thing.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, all right, this is cool. This is awesome. And then we have the corrupted zones.
Yeah, where all the runes were left.
No more anti-gravity. Boo. But we got something way better in return.
What is it? Tell them what happens in those zones when it's actually working.
So when it's working, they have these little cubes you can eat. And what do? They turn you invisible.
Make you invisible.
Well, not quite. You actually become like a shadow.
They're called shadow stones.
They're called shadow stones. They turn you essentially into shadows, but you can go through walls.
You can fly.
You can fly. And nobody can see you. You're literally invisible for probably 30 to 60 seconds.
Yeah, I think this is like 45 seconds.
And yeah, it's kind of amazing. It's like I watched people play with it earlier before it had gotten disabled. That's a game changer.
It is a game changer. That is for sure.
Speaking of game changers, well, we had to retire things.
Yeah, they got rid of some things.
So retired are bouncers.
Ugh.
Impulse grenades.
Ugh.
Both of which are still available in Playground, but they are not in the regular mode anymore. They've also retired remote explosives. Those two are in Playground.
For now.
For now, until they decide to take them out.
I don't think they're going to take bouncers out of Playground. I think they're going to leave them in.
Well, but they might take out the remote explosives, which is sad because we like to level things, so.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of a thing. Kind of like to level things with the remote explosives. It's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
What else did they do?
Oh my god, they did so much in this update.
Go ahead.
They released the new skins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. The Calamity skin. She's a vampire hunter, number one. She is the experience skin, the initial experience skin when you buy the battle pass. This may be one of the sickest ones I've ever seen Epic do. Because she goes from like this cowgirl looking chick and just short shorts and a hat and boots and a tank top, all the way out decked out in a full like coat that has light up edges. She's in black leather, like the whole nine. She looks legit epic. I'm going to be dropping that word a lot. Just saying. But yeah, she looks really, really, really cool. Then there's Daft Llama. DJ Yonker.
That is pretty awesome.
Where it is a guy with a metal llama head running around on the map. And he glows and he lights up. That's pretty freaking cool. There's the guy with the inflatable llama.
Yeah, I'm a little underwhelmed by it.
I kind of wish you could almost like have the inflatable llama as a removable piece and you could put it on other skins.
Yeah, I don't like the skin with it.
I'm fine with the skin, but I just wish you could move it around and have it be on other skins.
That would be cool. I wish it was a cooler skin with it, but that's just me.
But there's that. And then you have several new battle pass items. One of the things is you can now choose your own music for the game. So if you get the battle pass, you get music options through the battle pass, but I'm sure they'll also be selling them through the shop at some point. But basically your background music that plays while you're in the lobby or while you're coming into the game, or no, I think it's just in the lobby, but
it's in the lobby. Yeah.
It's, you can pick what you want to hear.
They brought back the favorite everyone. They wanted old school music. Everyone can now get their old school music back. I love how it's old school music when the game's only been around a year, but I digress.
People like their favorites.
It's not old school, but it's not even a year old.
And then we have pets.
We have pets.
So, if you were around for the end of season 5, you noticed that they released the dragon glider, which everybody lost their minds for because it's incredibly cool. They ever put that thing up at the shop again and you didn't buy it, go buy it. Because it's so cool. But yeah, so everybody's like, god damn, I wish I could have this thing out all the time. Well, Epic apparently heard that, or they hadn't been planned all along.
Oh, it's been planned for a long time, yeah.
But basically now, as part of your back bling, because I can talk, you can have a pet.
You can
have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a lizard, a chameleon.
Mm-hmm. Which changes color.
Or you can have a dragon. Your own little dragon that rides around in your backpack as you play the game and interacts and reacts to whatever you're doing in the game. Like the dog will bark at you. When you're flying in, the dog and the chameleon hold on to the backpack, respectively. The dragon flies with you. So I'm just saying this right now. When I get the little dragon backpack, I'm double dragoning into the map with the big dragon and the little dragon.
I didn't know the game Double Dragon played with Fortnite.
It does now.
Wonder how many people remember the game Double Dragon. Anyway.
There's also a Mrs. Tomato Head now in the game. And then there's the second experience skin, which is the American Werewolf in Paris skin, where you have the guy go from average-looking guy, who I hear he's been compared to looking like Tfue, where he goes into the Michael J. Fox teenage werewolf, straight into the American Werewolf terrifying-looking thing at the end. So I feel like Epic really outdid themselves this time.
I was blown away by what they did. I was expecting some of the changes, but I was not expecting them to be that huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've also updated the storm where the storm circle moves differently now. They've changed some of the timings. They've also updated some of the graphics on the waters, on the actual storm itself, so it comes up differently. It has a more aesthetically pleasing appearance in the sky rather than being sort of 2D looking. They've made it sort of softer, more cloud-like, so that's pretty cool. I'm trying to think of all the things they did. I feel like they just upped the graphics in general on the game. So I don't know if they got a new engine or they just redid it or what. But yeah, the game also seems to be running a little bit smoother. Although there is a little bit of load time for the server because obviously everybody's trying to get into the servers right now because it's first day. But yeah, overall, just playing it. Oh my God.
It's a lot of fun.
They've also taken some of the rifts out. The stone heads are gone.
Yeah.
Which is sad. The chests and the rifts that were with the stone heads are also gone.
There were some great loot spots that not a lot of people went to.
And they're not there anymore.
They're not there anymore. It's sad.
It's a bummer.
Big bummer.
But yeah, quality update from Epic. I'm excited to see what happens this season, especially with the queue, because Kevin lives, y'all. Kevin lives. He is holding that island up. So we'll have to see how long he can support it before it all comes crashing down, because I have a really funny feeling it's all going to come crashing down at some point.
Yeah, it probably will at some point.
But yeah, if you want to explore the map, I would highly recommend going into Playground, especially if you want to go to the lake, because the lake right now is a super high kill zone, or elim zone, I should say, so I would avoid it at all costs. Like, I went into Tilted and had no problems. That tells you how, like, high elim this thing is. So yeah, if you want to explore the map, definitely go check it out. And go into Playground to do it, because you'll have an hour. And yeah, I mean, it's a super quality update. Divot was not touched. Tilted, they actually did a little bit in Tilted where they made the new building that got wrecked by the cube. It's now dilapidated and abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
In retail, it's now a Halloween store.
Okay, can we just talk about the gratuitous product placement for a second? Because I almost forgot about this and I didn't. So, in case you didn't know, through Halloween retail, two Halloween retail, or actually, Spirit Halloween and Spencer's, they're selling Fortnite related Halloween items. And one of the items you can get is an inflatable battle bus for $500. What do they put in this game?
The inflatable battle bus.
I mean, I just sat there and just stared at it and I was like, well done, well done. I was just like horrified and so proud at the same time for the product placement. But yeah. Well done to them on that. There is one little irritating thing that I'm not terribly happy with, but I guess I see why they did it, which is there's no more two double battle star. You only get one with the battle pass and you have to complete the week's challenge to get it. So basically I will never get another battle star ever because I can never eliminate anyone in this game in a timely fashion. Legit, I had like 10 elim challenges. By the end of season 5,
yep.
One for each week.
She got one of them done.
I got one of them done, but I couldn't get the rest done. So, yeah, I'm screwed. But, so that's the update with the battle star. So if you go looking for it and it's not there, now you know why. You have to finish all your other stuff first before you get it.
There's no search between this, at least in this week. There may be some coming up. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? But yeah, for right now, there is no battle star, which is a bummer.
It is a bummer. But I think.
But what are your thoughts?
Oh, I like it. These are going to be fun to play. The Shadowstones are not my favorite thing in the world, but we'll see how they progress and how they evolve. They're going to be like the Hot Rocks. I think they're going to become less and less as the season goes, once they actually get on the work again. I like the changes to the hero and the villain layers. I like the spider webs all over where they have the chest hanging from the spider webs. That's cool.
That freaked me out. I was like, why is it hanging from the wall? What kind of spider put that up there?
So it's like, yeah, it's cool. I'm going to enjoy it. We're going to play it here in a little bit with Fortnite with friends, if there are friends. And yeah, it's going to be an enjoyable season. I'm looking forward to it.
Same.
So I think that does it.
I think that does it too. So you've got plugs, so plug away.
Coming up, maybe, if we have friends, Fortnite with friends. So stick around. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. Saturday night, midnight at CB Radio. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. We're doing the Gray and the Great Debate beers, because Rob wasn't there last week. We're doing Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, the Great Preview Super Showdown. Check out the Raw Post Show every Monday at 11-10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews Total Divas Season 8, Episode 2, now available. Episode 3 will be available next week. We'll be back next week live, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Super Showdown, have NXT, SmackDown, Mixed Match Challenge, Mae Young Classic, and so much more. Make sure you follow and subscribe. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. It's Rack Radio Show and all your favorite social media. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the fun stuff. It's the Rack Radio Show. Oh, at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. And well, you can follow me on all the social medias at Linsward, LANSWRD. So check that out. And also check out our very fine sponsors, Gerwick.net, Fightboot.com, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Stick around because in a few minutes, we will be playing Fortnite with friends in some capacity. Rock and I will probably just run around on the map like idiots until the friends actually show up. So you don't want to miss that because that's always hilarity. So till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.